This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger has been indicted on three federal charges in a pay-to-play scheme. The Assistant U.S. Attorney for Eastern Missouri said today the charges stem from a year-long undercover investigation involving his office, the FBI, the Postal Inspection Service, and the IRS. Stenger pleaded not guilty in federal court today. He also resigned. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman spoke with Rachel Lipman and started by asking what exactly Stenger is accused of.
The official charges are theft of honest services, bribery, and mail fraud. Bribery is pretty straightforward. It's you pay me X and I'll do Y. Honest services is this catch-all phrase for corruption. That is, as a public servant elected by the people, Stenger owed them his honest services. And you'll hear this a lot with business corruption cases as well. And mail fraud is on there because checks were sent through the mail as part of the scheme. It was the mechanism by which they could do this.
Okay, so this indictment is 44 pages long. There are detailed text messages and conversations between Stenger and multiple people. And some of this reads as pretty blatant quid pro quo.
Right. So there are five essential schemes that the government is focusing on here. They wanted to ensure that Cardinal Insurance, which was led by a big Stenger donor named John Rollo, got insurance contracts from the county in 2015 and 2016. There was also an effort to ensure that Rollo's consulting company called Cardinal Creative Consulting gets a 2016 contract to work with the St. Louis County Port Authority, despite not having any marketing experience, and he submits like a 1.5-page letter as an RFP, a request for proposal. Then twice, in 2016 and 2017, Rollo has a company called Wellston Holdings, LLC, and they basically get the first crack to purchase properties in Wellston that were owned by a county office. And then there was an unnamed company that gets a state lobbying contract from the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership in exchange for these donations. You hear Rollo saying a lot, it's really good to have friends in this situation.
And so despite the fact that we hear John Rollo's name throughout this indictment, Steve Stenger is the only one who's been indicted.
So far, yes, although Assistant U.S. Attorney Hal Goldsmith says the investigation is ongoing, he did not rule out future charges. This is an investigation that dates all the way back to 2018 and involved reviewing hundreds of thousands of emails and text messages. There was a wiretap and other kind of communication that was involved in this. There are also cooperating witnesses.
Steve Stenger's arraignment was this afternoon. He pleaded not guilty. You were there. What was his demeanor like?
He was definitely trying to project this air of confidence. When he spoke to Magistrate Judge Noel Collins, who entered the plea on his behalf and dictated some of the pretrial requirements that he'll have to meet, he made sure his voice did not waver. It was very, you know, yes, Your Honor, I understand, Your Honor, I've read the indictment, Your Honor. But he looked very, very tired as he was sitting waiting for the trial or this hearing to begin. His eyes were, you know, very clearly closing. He looked very tired. And if you watched, he was kind of fidgeting with his hands quite a bit.
So these are federal charges. What kind of time could Steve Stenger face if he's convicted?
So the maximum in this case would be 20 years in federal prison or a $250,000 fine. But you're unlikely to see that with a first-time defendant to get that severe of a punishment.
Now, St. Louis County Council is holding a special session tonight at 6:30. What's expected to happen there?
So we expect that they will pick a new county executive. In the county council picks the successor if one has to resign or leaves office. The only requirement is that they must pick someone from the same political party as Stenger, so it must be a Democrat, and that the individual meets all of the other requirements to be county executive, lives in the county, etc. The best guess that we have right now is that it will be either County Council Chairman Sam Page or the vice chairwoman Hazel Irby, although Page would have to give up a lucrative anesthesiology practice to take the position. So the money is, if he doesn't want it, it would go to Miss Irby, to Hazel Irby.
And long term, what does this mean? I mean, will there be a special election or would an interim executive stay in place until the next election in 2020?
As we understand it best, it would be until 2020. So it would be kind of they would serve out the remainder of this term. And in terms of who's going to run, it is anyone's guess at that point. There are state representatives and senators who might be interested. Our old friend Mark Montevani, who nearly beat Stenger in the August primary, might be interested. As we mentioned, Sam Page's name has been thrown around a little bit, but to run, he would have to give up a very lucrative doctor's practice.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Maria.